You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Most of us know what a cavity is. Basically, it's a hole in your tooth. And what you might not know is that cavities are caused by acid. And if not treated, it can cause all kinds of havoc in your mouth. And then they're contagious. Yes, contagious. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Heather Brown, Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations for Delta Dental of Idaho. Welcome back to the program, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so cavities. It's the acid in the mouth. We talked about this the last time you were on the program.
Yes.
So how in the world are they contagious?
Well, so bacteria lives in our mouth, and some of us, based on our genes, are impacted by the bacteria more than others. Mm. And we were talking earlier, you and I, that you have never had a cavity.
I've never had a cavity.
Yay.
Yeah, neither of my boys, who were 10 and 7, have ever, even when you know, it's hard to get them to brush, they've never had a cavity.
Yeah, well, I think that... So the plaque in your mouth and your saliva, it's all impacted by your makeup and what your genes are. So you may, well, number one, I know that you take really good care of your mouth, so you don't have a lot of plaque.
Right.
But children, as you're learning, get better or maybe not, but they might have a little bit more plaque. But it's the saliva and the bacteria and everything kind of adds up together and how your body or your immune system takes care of the bacteria that eats the sugar that causes the acid. So you just a little bit better off. Lucky.
Okay. So here's the thing, though, because you sent me information beforehand. And, okay, people.
You might say contagious.
Yep, I did. So people might get a little squeamish with this. But we have to talk about this, okay?
Right.
So contagious in the sense of, like, why you would share a toothbrush, but some people do. It's things like that. Or even you were saying to moms, you like clean off that pacifier with your mouth, and every mom is guilty of that,
yes,
at least by the time you've had more than one kid.
So, you know, every person has their own makeup and their genes, right? So if you pass bad bacteria on, it might not be bad to you or it might not impact you as much. But if you pass it on to somebody else who maybe has a poor immune response or they already have, you know, bad genes kind of going on, you can actually pass cavities. And I was like, well, it's Valentine's Day, so coming up soon. So when you swap spit.
If you kiss somebody.
Yeah, if you kiss someone that has a high cavity rate, it is very possible that you can take that bacteria on. They can overpower the bacteria that you already have in your mouth. I know this is so scary, but
you gotta
be careful when you pucker up.
So now, was that one of the questions now when you're dating? Do you have cavities?
Oh, my husband's going to kill me, but when I first started dating him, I took him. I said, you need x-rays. We're checking out your mouth. Make sure you don't have any. He had a few. But we remedied it.
You know what? I don't feel as bad because one of the questions I asked my husband when we first started dating was, when was the last time you went to the dentist?
Exactly. I'm sorry, but the mouth is just nasty sometimes.
But here's the thing, too, about this. And I mean, truly, is that there are so many other things that can happen health-wise if you are not taking care of your oral health.
Oh, absolutely. It impacts our body greatly. I mean, there's studies that talk about Alzheimer's disease and high blood pressure. Diabetes.
Because when you say plaque in your teeth, it is that same type of plaque if you have like a clogged artery, which can be in your heart, can be the carotid artery in your neck.
There have been some types of bacteria that have been identified to be in the plaque in your arteries and stuff. Not all of it. It doesn't actually cause those things, but they impact each other. So yeah, I mean, the genes that impact your immune system, impact your bloodstream, impact what goes on in your veins and all throughout your whole body. So you have to be really careful to keep your mouth clean. The biggest thing is when you have plaque and you're not removing it, that causes inflammation of your gums. Mm. And the inflammation is what causes the blood flow to change because of the bacteria in your mouth.
And I think I remember when we had you on a couple of months ago, the thing that stuck with me was when you talked about the sugar in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And like, are you a person who sips a soda all day long?
Right.
And if you should do that. And the answer was no, drink it all at once.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to that acid, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you have bacteria, you probably don't because you're such a good brusher. The bacteria that's in your mouth eats the sugar. And as we discussed, there's a byproduct. The bacteria poops acid. That causes holes in our teeth. I know, it's, you know, but
hey,
This is how we learn. It's got to be simple.
It is. I'm talking with Heather Brown. She's the Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations for Delta Dental of Idaho. So February, it is National Children's Dental Health Month.
Yes.
So good to talk about cavities.
Yes.
But also, it is so hard to get your children to have good dental habits. Mm-hmm. I mean, my oldest, finally. My youngest, not so much.
Yeah, I really wish I had the silver bullet to, remedy that. But I think that education is a really big deal. At Delta Dental of Idaho, we do some stuff with children, lots of children throughout the schools. We try to start mm-hmm. them at a really, really young age. And that's the key. And you're a model for them, too. You know, so when I was here in December, your 10-year-old wasn't brushing twice. So
no.
You've done something to, you know, cause that good behavior. I think, too, sometimes when kids have to go into the dentist and maybe have a filling and it's not comfortable, mm-hmm. they kind of learn from that as well. But, you know, it is tough.
Is it tough. Something, though, that over time, if you are that example, you know, if you are brushing twice a day, if you're flossing, mm-hmm. and if they see you doing that, it's just like every other habit, good or bad, correct?
Absolutely.
Will that eventually, over time, sink in?
Yeah, I think so. You know what I've seen is when children become teenagers,
they want to swap spit.
Yeah, exactly. Like they get a little bit more conscientious. So that's what I used to say to teenagers, like, do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Because I'd look at you and be like, just because your mouth looks so nasty. So I think, but yes, setting an example, I mean, let's face it, that's a really big deal. Kids are going to mimic what they see.
They are. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this.
I know.
Heather Brown, she is the Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations for Delta Dental of Idaho. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.